Regarding the lochis of tzeda, of trapping, Rebbe Sif Yud, on page 258, says the Mechaber, Kol Chayi B'Demes, any wild animal or creepy crawly creature, Shem Neshchem and Misim Vavde, that the most definitely bite and kill. Nerogim B'Shabbos, it could be killed on Shabbos, but even if they're not running after him. Ushamazik, and other damaging force, like snakes and scorpions, B'Mokim Shem and Misim, if it's a place where they don't kill, Im Ratzin Acharav, if they're running after him, Mutla Hargim, he's allowed to kill them. V'Mlav, if not, us, it's forbidden, but Mutla Darsim, if he's allowed to step on them, or innocently, V'Vilim Miskabin, if he's intending, the Shamar Atzma Kilin Machabin, it's just that he makes it appear like as if he's not intending. Says Mishbar Sibkotin Mem Dal. Every Chai B'Remes Shehem B'Chulu that they bite and they definitely kill, they could be killed on Shabbos. Could go and kill B'Shaita like a deranged dog, V'Chikai Gabnor, or things like that. Which Asharatin Lesayin Alf says in the Gemara there picks another four things. It's not necessarily the same thing as anything that kills, according to the place, according to the time, says the Vilna Goin. Sivkot Memhei. Even if they're not running Acharav, actually, even if they're running away from him, to Sharatin, Isain, Beis, brings from that to Prima Godim, where he proves from the Rambam, and from the Rambam it sounds like the Dafka, when they're seen at least in front of him, but not to go seek after them. That's possible, that's specifically according to his opinion that he holds Melacha Shein Tzirich Guv Derechayv, which is not the case according to us, and if it was a place where there's many people around, L'char, even according to the Rambam, would be permitted to go chase after them and kill them. Sivkat Memvav. Now, other mazikin, like snakes and scorpions, if it's a place where they don't kill, so imrat simbuchulu, if they're running after him, he's allowed to kill them. Which, that's a Rambam, according to Rambam, the Mechai Melacha Shein Tzirich Legufa, that you're liable if it's even a Melacha that you don't need for itself, so Tzorch Lem, you have to say the Hachakama. What we're saying is, She'im emisim vadai, they don't definitely kill, elu susfek bekuch nebesh, but it's a doubt of risk to life. And b'lachin, therefore, b'ras nachar, when they're running after, make a chashash takanta, then there's a concern of danger to life, b'shari, and it's going to be permitted. The Sharatzin Ois Ein Gimel brings this from the Kesef Mishnah, and it seems that this is what the Mechaber had in mind, with this that he's picking, for example, Nachash Akram, to substantiate the Lachim according to the Rambam. Prima Godin wants to push himself that the Mechaber is retracting from his words inside, and doesn't seem to be correct, and that's as written in Sefer Torah Shabbos, like we wrote inside, and that's what Mechaber is medactic afterwards, with his words in the beginning of the Sif, that he writes in Lashon of Vadai, versus over here where it's a Suffolk. Tens Mishpura says, "Me, however, the Didan, this real Malach Shein Tzirich Legufa, we who we hold Malach Shein Tzirich Legufa, Midrabanu, that's here is only rabbinically forbidden. Avshin Sbeik Pekuch Nevesh Klad, and even if it's not even a doubt of danger to life, Shari Mishum Tzar Ba'am would be permitted just even for pain, Kedesh Yuzik, that it shouldn't get harmed." Bedavka Elunah, specifically these, Vachalki Agam, anything similar like that, Shemazikin and Batim, which in their nature they damage. When the Shichas and the Shicha Ketzes, and their bite is a biting bite. Avshin Dark and Lomas Bazam Makam, it's just in this place they don't generally kill. Which is not the case by the fleas we spoke about previously. All types of small creatures, like a tarkolad, that even through the bite is not so much pain. Behind regarding these, we said kill them. Even when they're biting him, rather we said that you just chased him away from on you. Says the Beis Yosef. But we said that it's permitted ledarsam. If they're not running after him, he's not allowed to kill them, but he's allowed to step on them or innocently. Lord then same thing is he could cover them with a vessel, says El Yerabba. Sivkot Memches, and the truth is, even if he's doing it intentionally, he just makes himself look like he's not intending. Because the Malacha Shein Tzirich Legufa, again, it's a Malacha that you don't need for it itself. And here with their damaging force, rabbinically they didn't decree, you were not explicitly killing them. It's just like whoever would see, it would appear like as if he's not intending. They shouldn't say, oh, you see this guy's killing something, taking a soul on Shabbos intentionally, they're not going to know how to differentiate. Amnam, however, the malam, ants, or sharshkats, and some other bugs and small creatures, even as you're walking, asal darsi, you're not allowed to step on them. Asal hark b'shabbos, you're not allowed to kill shabbos smamis, shakirin spin, like from spinning, like a spider. You're not allowed to kill a spider, even though the world says shusakana, it's dangerous when it falls into a person's food. It's not cleared out danger. Cover the food. Therefore, you have to protest for those who kill the spiders. The more so, the Ishlazar, you have to be careful. Malharag, sharem asamat tilam, and some say that to kill other bugs and worms that you find in the fruits, that you not kill them on Shabbos. Sifirav, Le Shav Shav, this is the second half of the Simon, what the Mechaber had spoken about. which obviously related, Leishavshav Beraglav, a person should not smooth out with his feet, rake, spittle, agabi karka, on the ground. Mishum the Mashmagum is because he's going to be smoothing out pits, which this was talking about, similar idea about stepping on, as the previous of stepping on the ground, intentionally or not, of mutla dors lefitume, but you're allowed to step on it innocently, shein miskam lamarech, lashav as gumas, when he's not intending to smooth out and to even out the pits, even though by default it's going to automatically smooth it out, kalamachamik is not intending, so shamashim asusa, so it's permitted because of disgust. Says Mishbris of Kut Mem Tes, a person not allowed to step on with his feet, spittle, that's al gabi akarka. Now, Bakabi Ritzpa on tiles, Talib Pluk to the Simishim on Zayin Sebez, it depended on the Machlekes, Gabi Kibir Abayas Bim Rutzav, regarding sweeping a tiled house, Ayin Shamluk over there, Ramah, according to Ramah, the Isra Shemachal Gavni, it's forbidden in all cases, where then Halacha something would be over here, to us of Gabi Ritzpa, there would be forbidden to step on the spit, even on tiles. But Gabi Safsal on the bench, Lukul Amashar, according to everyone's permitted, Lashag Bazash Shwe Gumis, because it doesn't apply at all about smoothing out any pits. Mashim Meduch Gufim, regarding smoothing out itself, Lekul Mesa, that's not a problem. Lashag Meduch, you can't have smoothing out. Elikish Merech is a double Gabi Chaber, when you smooth out one thing on top of something else, the Kavanosish is Merech, and you have in mind that it should be smoothed out. But Khan over here, Ritishi and Nivlo, he wants it that it should be absorbed. Sivkat Nun, we said that, but you're allowed to step in it innocently if you're not intending to smooth it out and to even out the pits on the earthenware floor. Now, even though by default it's going to have memereach, but you're not intending. In other words, sometimes it'll smooth it out. And you have to be concerned, you might forget. And then he'll intentionally smooth out the pits. Because of disgust, as Sivkot Nanav says, it's permitted because of disgust. Now, even though Shem Eishu Doris Alarik, when he's stepping on the mucus, the spit, it's common that it smooths it out a little bit. Even so, he tears Mishum Yisus to be permitted because of disgust. Even though Mishav Shav Hin Mahin, since he's not spreading it here and here, but Levav Segreish is not inevitable. Now, specifically, but this is when, as he's walking. After Miskavim Lidus Alarik, even though he's intending to step on the spit, in Miskavim Lamarcha, but he's not intending to smooth it out. He's not going explicitly, specifically to go to the spit to step on it. That's not considered innocently. Rather, he's going and stretching out his foot on the spit. Rather, then he should go and step over the spit. He should be careful not to smooth it out at all. That's permitted in all situations. Because Magram writes the Idna. The kabbat b'rig mishum asusa. Currently, there's no people that are particular about spit because of disgust. So you have to be careful. You have to have no smushing it around when you step on it. Rather, just stretch out his foot on the spit. Regarding the moisture that comes out from a person's mouth or his nose, v'adikum misusa. That for sure has a disgust. But shalad darsa lefitume in the lot of step in there according to innocence. Because when you step in them and it gets rid of it, in the shul, even on spit, you're allowed to step on according to innocence. Then now you're getting very covered because that we treat with respect. Okay, like we said, Simon Sadi said, you give up. And there it seemed that Philip Beisai, even the person's house when it's tiled, you don't have to be stringent with Reich more than you have with this moisture that comes out of a mouth and the person's nose. In the Ramaskal Kugoyin Nachash Va'akrav, we said that other mazikim, like snakes and scorpions, that they don't kill, depends if they're running after them or not. So the Gemara brings that when the person encounters a snake and scorpion on Shabbos, and that's how it's written in the Rif and the Rash, and you know that therefore it's dear for you to kill them. So on that, the Gemara says that Tumma Bishni Shefen Bay. So Rich Rashi says that that's the way the snake, that it goes this hissing sound when it sees its enemy and it's angry. And the Rif quotes in the Rush, so therefore, by default, it's Toma where it's not running after him. But Ula's telling us that that's like running after him. Or maybe even when it's running, it's not permitted only when it's hissing at him. Either way, says, I wonder why the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, don't quote this halacha. The Rambam of Philip Miskavin that it's, you're allowed to step on them innocently, even if they're not running after him. He just has to make look like he's not attending. What I wrote, that the obviously you have to say this, talking about that there's a concern of pekuach nefesh when they're running, as I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, even when they're not running, it's permitted to step on them lefi tumay, since there is a chashash as a constant pasha. That's a mafarshim right, and that's a magen varm writes, where he writes that davka menochshav akar, that based on majority, they do kill. And therefore, even in the place where they don't kill, you'll step on them because it concerns the Kanas Nafashas. But someone that never kills, it's obvious that it's forbidden to step on them according to Rambam. That's what he says. Now, it sounds like, according to his opinion, that according to us, that by all damaging forces, that even though they don't kill, it's permitted, as we wrote in Mishnah Berurah. Now, a spider, according to what the Magid Rambam writes, that does not harm. Sounds like Lechayr, that even to step on it Lefitome intentionally, when it's placed on the ground, would be forbidden. But sounds like that would be permitted, according to us. Well, actually, Lafit Tumay, besides the Shitz Rambam, he says, but I don't know where he gets this from. The Maschal of a Mutter, but it's permitted to step in it innocently, the spit, if you're not intending to smooth it out. So he says, the Mechaber here is intending to explain that this Lafit Tumay is not like the previous Sif. And the reason he says, look at the Besesif. Different 90 brings that there. He writes that even though by Reich it's forbidden to intentionally smooth it out, by a snake it's permitted to intentionally kill him because he's a mazik, and also that you have to step in it in a way that could kill it, which is not by spittle, where its disgustingness gets nullified even by just stepping in it without intending to smooth it out. And the maschal shar mishum misusa, that's permitted by Reich because it's disgusting. Says a lukmash misukod naaf. What I wrote, that it seems that even in the house that's tiled, etc. The reason is that Eli Rabbah disagrees on the Magid Rambam, and he holds that Roik and Lecha are both equal to be lenient, and that's something in the Drisha. Now, although in the Chayim, the Sosim like Magid Rambam, like upon them, by tile floor, anyways, there are opinions that are lenient, like the Gorot Mishabur Sevkot Memtaz, so you can rely on them. And also, it's like a Gzeir Ligzeir somewhat, that is tiled because of not tiled, and even not tiled is that you might forget, you might come to smooth at the pits, like we wrote in the Mishabur Sevkot in the previous Sevkot. Is it like people got in Ishla Ram, or is Chavdal? Some of the Dirshus, Dish number 81, even if the snake and scorpion are not running after him, they're just running his direction, from some rights you're allowed to kill them. Dish number 82, it sounds like that's permitted to kill a hornet, because its bite causes a lot of pain. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes that a hornet is not considered like a snake and scorpion, it's rather like fleas and mosquitoes. Well, you're not allowed to kill it, that's a Brit Ben Ashkai. Dish number 83, it sounds like that turning over a vessel is not better than killing them the fitumai. The Tildavid points out that in the Rashba, which in front of us we find in the Ritva, in Shabbos, you see that if it's possible that one should trap them and not kill them, because trapping is not so evident. Now, in the place where it's permitted to kill them in the normal way because of a Kuch Nefesh, from this girl's holds, there's not any better to trap them, instead of killing them. And you should do the easiest action, the quickest one, to prevent the danger. Dish number 84, sounds like from Mishnah Berurah that there's no concern of danger by the bite of a snake. However, they're permitted to kill it by stepping at Lafit Tumay, because it's permitted to violate a Melacha Shein Zich L'Gufa to prevent damage, even when there's no sakana. Now, to stop middle davening when the snake is wrapped around his heel, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simcha Kof Dal that's forbidden. So, Kevet Shurim and Sechem explains that even though it's possible that it's going to be a danger with the bite of the snake, however, they did not permit a person to stop from his tefillah because it's not a common damage. And it's possible to rely on this that Shlucha Mitzah are not Nezaken. Shlomo Zalman points out that from this, that permitted for a person to kill a snake innocently on Shabbos, even though the snake is not running after him, it seems that one should not rely on this, that Shlucha Mitzah and Nezaken. Rather, the reason why you shouldn't stop in the middle of davening is when you see the snake is calm, is because you guarantee that it will not harm. And even so, it permitted to step in it innocently and to kill it on Shabbos. Dish number 86, to smooth out a cream on a wound on Shabbos, Chaznish writes, that's forbidden. Rather, you have to just put onto the wound without smoothing it out. This girl explains that even in the way that they permitted to utilize refuah, they weren't geyser because of shechikas among grinding the herbs. So it would be room to say that so too they weren't geyser on the concern about smoothing out. However, if it's possible, it's appropriate to deviate and to put the cream in an abnormal way so that it gets smoothed by itself. That's what's been true with Shiva Levi. In the situation of illness, that there's no danger, chalashim basakana, is permitted to press on the tube to take out the cream on the flesh, or to drip with the finger without smoothing it out. Ms. Geraltz explains that even though there's no need by smoothing out the cream, and this intention about smoothing it out is just that the cream gets everywhere, still asr because memarech, because it's possible that he doesn't want that the whole cream should get absorbed in the body right away, and therefore he wants to smooth it out on the flesh so that it gets absorbed by itself a little bit by little bit into the body. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's permitted to smooth out the cream on the body if he's doing this until it gets totally absorbed in the body. And that's a burden say with Aster that you're allowed to do that. If his intention is that it should be absorbed, the cream in the skin. That's written in Shubat Mechziz. He just adds on not to permit this only when you need the cream to get absorbed in the body totally from a medicinal purpose. Because if not, then it'll be forbidden, because most definitely you leave a little of a layer of the cream that does not get absorbed in the body. And also many times you have in this cream a medicinal purpose, and it comes to it could become to a chashash melach d'oraisa regarding placing cream beneath the bandage, that through that the cream will get smoothed out. That we discuss later on. Simshin chavchas if cut pay out. And even the animal has a wound. Chaznesh writes that it's permitted to put on it a cream if he's not smoothing it out. Dershu number 89. Shachanach and simkov dal mishabru with the alacha. But there you see that a snake that has a track record of damaging. A scorpion is more of a track record to damage more than a snake, and therefore someone that encounters a scorpion, he's allowed to stop from his davening to be safe from it, even when he sees the scorpion that's calm, which is not the case when by a snake, since the majority does not bite. You're not allowed to stop your tefillah only if you see that the snake is not calm, and that's how he points out in Sefer Dastara that the Mishmar says Shochanah over here is that there are scorpions that there's no concern of danger. Contradicts the Mishmar says Shochanah over there that every scorpion is a danger.